Welcome to the podcast. It's Bridget, it's Spider, it's Ben, it's Flan. Look, you've got a situation where Black Swan Lake has been reconstructed, Spider. They've taken it down. They've sucked it all out. They've gotten rid of all the muck.
Yeah.
And now they're going to spend $1.5 million reconstructing Black Swan
Lake. Would you like to be the contractor to be able to siphon lakes and dams around the country? What do you reckon you'd find?
Oh, a lot of shopping trolleys.
Shopping trolleys, cars.
You'd be a tycoon of the shopping trolley.
How many insurance cars do you reckon you'd be able to get back?
There's a few big quarries where there's a lot where they just tip them over.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's one near Rod McLeod, our fearless news hound, near Bex Hill, that apparently is synonymous for it. And all the Instagrammers take photos of the top, not knowing there's just car bodies and bodies.
Yeah, there'd be definitely how many people would have gone missing in some of these? It would be
four.
It'd be amazing. Like if you go, you know what, the bottom of the lakes, it's actually quite amazing. Like I remember outside of. What is it? It's just down in WA, just out of all the mining sites. We stopped off at a place there, and I said, oh, it was like 40 degrees. Is there anywhere to swim? And he goes, yeah, 1.6 mile back. He goes, there's an old quarry. And you go in there and you swim. It's unbelievable. No one else in there, just a little bit of a filled quarry.
No one else alive in there.
No one else alive in there. But you can go up to Lake Keepit, just out of Tamworth,
right.
And there's a whole town underneath there. Like it used to be shops and everything.
Yes, like Atlantis.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Not underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, underwater.
Underwater.
I thought you meant just underground.
No, underwater.
Yeah, underwater.
So it's like they built the dam around the old town and now it's flooded and now it's a dam.
That's weird. When'd they do that?
I don't know, but I know.
Wow. In the words of a spider, why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you know, Jamie, my hubby, told me that with a lot of the mines up north, maybe, is there any uranium mines or something? Is there something?
Yeah, I think so.
Because,
So
they're closing a lot of them up, right? They're literally filling in the holes.
Yep.
And he said that all of the cars, any equipment, and we're talking your big excavators, those big.
Oh, those big D9s.
They all push them over the edge because they can't resell them because of all the uranium and flex and everything that's on the vehicle.
Oh, of course, they're radioactive.
So you have millions upon millions of dollars worth of equipment they just tip in before they cover it up.
They've got the big dam where Cherie's from in New Zealand, Waihi. They've got the Waihi mine and they've dug out. And like you've got a massive fence around it and you walk around and you can see all the trucks and everything down the bottom. And in a few years they're going to fill that up. They're going to be a ski lake in the middle of town.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Which would be pretty cool.
You don't want to hit a tyre. No.
There's a ripper down at Yamba at the Blue Pools there, and they reckon it's right, there's two, but there's one right near the headland, and they reckon it was a quarry, and they went, and they knocked off one Friday, and they came back the next Monday, and the great big excavator in it was just completely covered in water. It had filled itself in from a spring. It had just filled up from the bottom. And they never ever saw it again.
So there's a big digger in there.
There's a big digger.
I'm
going to take my son there. He'd love it.
He'd love the digger, wouldn't he?
Anyway, that's Black Swan Lake. $1.5 million just to reconstruct a lake that we emptied ourselves. We could have just taken the swans to Froggy's car wash and run through.
It is worth it because there is a swan there.
There is.
Oh, stop.
We should name that swan.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's call him
Wayne.
I was going to say Blackie, but.
All righty. Stick with us. Rabs is going to take us through the grand final that he thinks we are staring down the barrel of. And, Spider, you are the biggest softy. Stick around for that.
Rugby League. I'm Ray Rabbity Dabbity Warren on the Gold Coast. Triple M.
What a big week it is, Rad.
There it is, Spider. Get a load of your Southern Bridges. Oh, here we go. It's your Rugby League preliminary final, the grand final qualifier. Always lovely to be in Broadbeach. Although, Broadbeach building had to be evacuated yesterday. Did you see the local news? Because of a gas leak. An excavator hit a gas line. Dial before you dig, you buffhead.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats to those who responded, though. They fixed this gas leak in this Broadie building in 1 hour. It proves tradies can be there on the same day. Fair dinkum.
Oh,
fair dinkum.
When being back paid by the council, they can, don't worry.
Fair income, Spider. Get a load of the length of you. I know I always comment. I saw you play, you know, son.
Oh.
The year was 2006. Oh, circa. Yeah. 2006 at the SCG, and you took a marvellous, what do you call them?
No.
Mark.
Yeah, Jezalinko. A hanger.
A specky. Oh, Spider leapt so high, Bridget.
Yeah.
His head actually passed through a rainbow. And the violet band of the rainbow went in one of Spider's ears.
Yes.
And passed unimpeded out the other. And 90,000 people went, oh. Purple, they said. And Bridge, unblock me, girl, for God's sake. So what if I stole one of your bras and used it as a slingshot? I knocked out Anthony Milford with it last night, so it may have been a crime, but technically it did some good in the community.
Hey.
And yep, I stole your undies from the Hills Hoist.
Oh. Hey.
Yes, I may have. But I ironed them and put them back in your Reg Grundy drawer, which is more than I can say for you, girl. Will there be... No more, it's the law. Unblock me, girl.
Will there be any NRL chat in this?
Yeah. Not very much I'm covering here. Let's get to the rugby league.
Hey.
The Manly Warringah Trebojeviches play the South Sydney Hobbitohs. Now write this down. Mm-hmm. Souths will lose that by 100. What? And Melbourne will put paid to Penrith. So get yourselves ready for a Manly versus Melbourne Grand Final in Brisbane. And 50 people will see it. I've got to go. Undies don't hire themselves, Bridget, do they? As you well know,
lass. Oh. We got a lot out of that, Rabs.
Poor old Rabs.
You got one sentence and you know it.
The Captain Obvious, Melbourne's playing Manly.
Go have a lie down, man.
Here we go. He gave up his weekend to go out to, where was it, Ultimate Motorcycles?
Ultimate Motorcycles, yeah, in
Brisbane Road.
Right near Harbour Town.
Oh, yeah. And then lovely things happened.
Well, we got to bring you a heartwarming story.
Yeah,
it was a great story, wasn't it? This is what you missed.
I was lucky enough to be at Ultimate Motorcycles on Brisbane Road on Saturday, and we're giving away $500 cash. And the winner was Gordon from Palm Beach. Now, I've got Aaron joining us right now for Empowered Living Choices. Now, good morning, Aaron. You're a carer for Gordon. What does this $500 mean for him?
Oh, this means the world for Gordon. There's so much that we can do. A theme park ticket for him. You know, he loves looking at the animals.
Yep.
In his wheelchair. We can cruise around there for the day. There's so much. You know, a quick brief of Gordon. He has a acquired brain injury from being hit by a train in his car at the age of 23.
Oh, fair dinkum.
But his love for music since the train accident hasn't changed. He loves Triple M through and through. He plays it in the morning. He plays it in his bed. We have it on in the car.
Oh, wow, mate.
Spider was telling me Gordon really wanted to get down there on Saturday. And, you know, it's a bit of a mission to get down there.
It is. Like, just getting him out of bed and getting him ready for his morning routine takes about 2 hours. Getting him from the room into the car takes about 20 minutes. Yeah, it's a day outing for us. And, you know, when we do go out and do something special with this money, you know, we'd like to invite these guys along as well. So, you know, so the community of the Gold Coast can see, you know, how much this means to Gordon as well.
Awesome, mate.
No worries. You want us to put Gordon on? Say hello?
My word.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Gordon on and say hello.
Good man.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, the plan. Thank you.
Oh, well done. Nice. How exciting is it?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Hey, Gordon, can you say Triple M rocks for us?
The plan rocks.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Yeah. We reckon Gordon.
Thank you.
So that was a great story in itself.
It was so amazing. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was.
Who knew you were such a softy, Spider?
I know.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't me. It was just how fortunate things unfold and, you know, just being drawn out of a raffle on a Saturday afternoon that Triple M was putting up $500 and how much that can change somebody's life in the short term. I thought it was a remarkable weekend. Well, we actually got Aaron from Empowered Living Choices on the phone. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning again. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. And, thanks for bringing Gordon down to, you know, Triple M over the weekend, and congratulations on winning him the $500, which was awesome.
Yeah, and all the good work you do being his carer, mate.
Yeah.
Hard
Thank
work.
You very much. So it's a team effort. There's a team of four of us, five of us here. So
It's a team effort.
Good on you.
And we know that you put a lot of effort in over the last few months making him get out and about. Well, we had a phone call as well, and joining us right now is Scotty, who is a stuntman. He's a stunt driver out at Movie World. And, Scotty, you're listening to the conversation. What do you want to tell Aaron?
I sure was. Look, we got together here with the guys at Showtime, and we'd like to give you a couple of year passes to go to all the theme parks and come and do a VIP experience with us here at Movie World and go see the team at Thunder Lake.
Oh, that would be absolutely sensational. Gordon would absolutely love it.
I figure you should spend your $500 on something else and we'll take care of the theme park.
Oh, wow. Can't thank you enough. You know, Courtney will be, obviously the CEO of the company, will be extremely happy. Oh, wow, I can't. Words can't express how grateful I am.
It's our small way of thanking you, because you guys do so much for people who are doing those hard challenges, and, you know, it's just our thanks to you. You're a great bloke. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much, Gordon. It's going to be so grateful. I'm sure he can't wait to meet everyone, and let's make it all happen and come together. It'd be just amazing.
Yes.
Can't wait to meet him. We'll do some good burnouts for him.
Hey, that's what we're talking about. That? Responsible burnouts. I love it. Yeah.
That's
it.
Awesome.
It's so good. It's so good, guys, because the $500, you know, Aaron, you were saying, I want to put it towards all the theme parks and, you know, and then for Scotty to hear and call up, that means you can spend that $500 going to a nice restaurant, doing something else, going for more day trips. So you can save that money. Now you've got a pass.
Yep, amazing. I said I think the last holiday he had was 3 or 4 years ago. His mum took him on a cruise. And they actually had to take, you know, his mum actually had to pay out of her own pocket, you know, Akira, to actually go with him to work with Gordon 24/7 for the 7-night cruise. And I said that's the last holiday Gordon's had for a long time, and she would love to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
But it is a logistical nightmare to be able to do that now, because Gordon does use a hoist and all that sort of stuff. And
sure.
It's a big ask.
Aaron, thank you very much, one, for bringing Gordon down. Congratulations on winning the $500. But Scotty, stunt driver there at Movie World, thank you very much. We love it. It is school holidays. Make sure the kids get around there, get out there and enjoy it, because with no one else coming from interstate, you can get on everything and see everything very quickly.
That's awesome. Thanks, Scotty.
No worries, mate. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, that's nice, Spider. He's Cranky Spider. He's got the cranky pants on about high beams.
Yeah, I just want to have a crack at technology and the car manufacturers around today, and it doesn't matter what kind of vehicle it is. All these new vehicles have one thing in common, and it is annoying, and that is the power and the strength of their headlights at night. Now, I've been driving on the road a long time, and when you drive at night, there is nothing more annoying and nothing gets you struggling more when there's a car in front of you that's got its high beams on. And you think it's the high beams, or it comes up your rear and you've got to turn your rear vision mirror down because of the high beams. You don't know, Ben. You don't know. I don't know what you're laughing about.
That's not what I'm laughing at.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Never mind.
Well, when somebody comes up, you know, with the high beams on, if it's front or back, it is annoying. And you know what? These days, you don't know if it is their high beams or not their high beams. Because of technology in today's cars, it is the worst thing when you're driving along the road and they're so bright. I'm guilty of it. I flick high beams onto the other car to say, turn your high beams down.
Yeah.
And then they flick their high beams on and go, oh, my God, they're not even high beams. So
this is why
you don't know what's high beam and what's not high beam. Years ago, you knew what was high beam and wasn't high beam. Yes. So they're brighter, they're sharper. They've got all these cars these days with the auto correct bridge. Your car's got auto swing as it goes around corners. The lights go with it. Flan, your lights go up and down and dip and in and out. And Ben, yours are up and down as well. Mm. You go through a tunnel and they turn themselves on. You go through a bridge and they turn themselves on. Look, it's all too much. It's all too hard.
Solution.
Easy. All we want is his lights not to be too bright, not to be too strong, not to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want to have these really bright lights at night, really bright lights that don't even need high beam, please just issue us with night glasses. Like sunglasses, but at night. I think it makes sense.
There's a song in that.
Because every time I drive past a car at night now, these new cars, doesn't matter if it's a ute or a four-wheel drive, I can't see for the next 100 metres.
That's
and
concerning.
That's dangerous.
That's very concerning.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
That'll be that. We're off. Good luck to you. Enjoy everything about today. I couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah, no. No, we're off. And thank you for today. If someone is annoying you, put them in a quarry.
Wow.
Chuck them in Black Swan Lake before they fix it.
There you go. Okay. Perfect.
Bridget, would you like to say anything in nameless we have?
I think you've covered it.
Thank you. Bless you and keep you. Check the show out from 5 on weekdays on 92.5 The Gold Coast's Triple M.